Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Welcome to part two of a very special edition of The Steam Room presented by Tractor Supply Company. I'm Tim Kiley, executive producer of Inside the NBA, and this podcast resident Steeler fan slash local news director slash Charles Barkley irritant. The Chuckster and EJ aren't here today because it would be strange to hear them toss to themselves. Also because Ernie's covering baseball and Chuck is busy losing money at one of the many golf courses in the greater Phoenix area or casinos. But you'll still hear from them because this show is going to be the greatest hits from Chuck's answering machine. If you're a loyal steamer or steama, you already know that we created Chuck's answering machine to give listeners a direct line to ask Charles anything. And I mean anything. That sounds like a lead. Roll it, boys.
You've reached Charles Barkley. Leave a message, America.
Hey, Charles. Have you ever wondered what you would have done if you weren't tall? Like if you were only 5'9", but still had the same exact personality. What do you think you would have ended up doing career-wise?
I don't know, to be honest with you. But I think one of the reasons I talk to kids a lot about education, I don't want to dig ditches. There's nothing wrong with it. But I would have tried to get a job where I got to wear a suit to work every day because I'm not made to work in cold weather or hot weather. So I would have found a way to be successful where I could go to work in a suit so I could control the temperature because I'm opposed to really, really hard work. I've only did something silly my whole life, like dribble a stupid basketball. I'm not made for hard work. I'm not going to lie.
I'm just trying to digest that whole answer. I don't want to have a job where I have to work in hot weather or cold weather.
Can you imagine? I admire people. I don't want to work outside in the middle of the
summer. You don't want to work outside.
Oh, at all. That would suck. Can you imagine? Like, it's raining like hell here right now. Can you imagine if you have to work outside all day? Because it's either going to be rainy, cold, or hot. Or, like, there's very few days where you're going to be like...
So it would be an inside job where you... wear a tie. Doing what?
I think I could have, I'm not smart enough to be a doctor, a lawyer, probably an engineer. Can't do that. See, Ernie, I'm not going to get on TV and lie and say I'm like a rocket scientist.
That's evident.
Something in the business world.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Because you do. You enjoy business. You enjoy.
I enjoy business. Something in the business world.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. Where you have to wear a tie.
Or just a sport coat.
Okay.
Hey, Charles Barkley. So let me tell you a quick story about you and my mother. About 10 or 15 years ago, my mom, we would go to Vegas every year around Thanksgiving. You made it the greatest weekend ever for my mother. You played roulette with her, this 5 foot tall, little New York widowed Jewish woman. For about 3 hours, you kept just putting thousands of dollars on the table, and you'd let my mom rub your head for good luck. And you autographed a $100 bill and gave it to her. And it was the best time she ever, ever had. And I appreciate that. And we always spoke about it. She passed about a year and a half ago. And I appreciate you for that. And my mom loved you. You're the best, Chuck. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, man.
Your
mom should have stopped me for playing roulette.
For three hours.
There's a reason they give you 30-1 odds. I actually love roulette. You know, I love roulette.
Roulette.
I was going to say brunette. Yeah, because I bet the same 10 numbers every time. 2, 4, 5, 15, 17, 19, 21, 23, 25, 32, and 34. I think I added a number. But all 10 of those numbers are in a row on the board. I pay one-third of the board.
Oh, okay.
I love roulette.
Sharing though. Your roulette strategy,
which has been so profitable for you. Hey, let me tell you something. There's zero strategy in roulette.
Well, you got one.
That's
a strategy.
I play one-third of the board, and it doesn't work. It's amazing how far that ball bounces.
Try another third of the board, dude. Golly. Or spread it around, whatever. I've never played roulette.
I think you win 35-1, if I'm correct.
I'm a blackjack guy.
I like
rarely.
Blackjack.
You know, it's like, you don't want to gamble with me either, man. I'm the worst. I've never spent more than a half hour in a casino.
Are you serious?
Oh, man.
I
go down there with like $100, and when it's gone, I'm gone.
I've sat at a table for 20 straight hours before.
I don't doubt that.
I have. I think
little old grandmas rub your head.
I've sat there for 20 straight hours before.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Yep. Obviously.
Hey, Chuck and Ernie. This is Kathy, an American living in Hong Kong. My husband first brought me into the steam room. We just love you guys. I can put in my earbuds and escape into my sewing room and listen to your fun, meaningful, and topical issues while I sew and quilt. Congrats on your Emmy win, and while I love the antics on Inside the NBA, I'm glad you have the platform in the steam room to get into what you do. Hey, are you guys aware of the adorable French bulldog on Instagram named Barkley Sir Charles? And do you guys prefer dogs or cats?
You've had a lot of folks name their pets after you.
I have. It's such a compliment when somebody names a pet after you. I've been asked that question many times. I'm like, I take it as a great compliment. But I do have to, Castor from Hong Kong, I want to thank you for calling in and leaving a message. But a cat's not a real pet. A cat's not even a real thing, just for the record.
I have to probably dispute that statement. A cat is not a real thing, much less a real pet. A lot of people have cats, and they are great companions. If you're a cat.
Hey, just because people got something.
To not be a cat person, I'm allergic to cats.
Yeah, well, first of all, everybody should be allergic to cats. Listen, I'm a dog guy.
Me too.
All the way. But I'm telling you, I just can't get into cats already. I'm not going to get on here and lie.
Hey, Charles. I saw you at a local nail salon the other day getting a manicure and pedicure. I really appreciate a manly man like yourself focusing on self-care. My question is, can you give my husband some advice and let him know it's okay for a man to take care of the little things every now and then? Let's just say he needs some cuticle help majorly. Thanks so much. Have a good one. Bye.
Well, number one, thank you for calling in. Hey, I get a mani-pedi every week, Ernie. It's relaxing. First of all, it looks good.
You get anything put on your nails?
I get a clear. You can see I got a clear on now, America.
You never get any kind of a tint or anything like that?
No, it's just a pot. It's called Nails for Males. I don't like
Nails for Males.
Yeah, I don't like the buff. Because the buff wears off. Like, this is, I'm going actually as soon as I leave.
But these are real nails, right?
Oh, yeah, they're real nails. But see, it's a Nails for Males clear polish.
How about the petty part of that?
The petty part is one of the highlights because my feet are ugly. They're not as ugly as Shaq's. First of all, I think it might be too late for Shaq feet. But if he would get a mani-pedi every week, as ugly as his feet are, they would look 100% better. 100% better.
So you have good toenails?
No, I have awful toenails.
So do I, and so I don't want to put somebody through that.
They get paid. They're
manicure
not doing
is
it for
fine.
Free.
Yeah, but I got some gnarly nails.
Yeah, but you won't. I'm telling you something. When they do they break out the little drill and file
your
nails?
They need more than a drill on mine.
I'm telling you, as bad as your feet are, as bad as my feet are, right after I get my pedicure, they look 100% better. Mm. They do.
That's good to know.
Thanks for that visual, fellas. We received so many thoughtful, creative messages on Chuck's Machine this season. There was also a large contingent of callers who would just scream something about churros or Krispy Kreme and hang up. Another popular topic was top 5 lists. A lot of people called in and asked Charles to rank things. Two things are guaranteed to happen when you ask Chuck to rank a top five. He's going to list more than five things, and it's going to be good.
Hey, guys. Chuck, I heard you say that Goodfellas was one of your top five movies. So I was wondering, what are the other four movies in your top five? I assume 1917 is in there. And I would love to hear Ernie's top five list as well. Thanks, guys.
Well, obviously Braveheart is up there for me. Liar Liar is up there for me. Malcolm X is up there for me. New Jack City is up there for me.
Wow.
Godfather is up there.
It's a Wonderful Life. Any time of the year. Favorite movie. Field of Dreams.
Yep.
No Country for Old Men. Ooh, I love No Country for Old Men.
I watched that.
Is that not the greatest role that he plays? Call it.
I watched it again last week because there's certain scenes I like. And for some reason, I got to,
Why do I need to call it? I don't know what I have to lose.
You have everything to lose.
Josh Brolin is amazing.
Right.
Yeah, I just watched him again in American Gangster, which is up there on my list, too. I love Denzel Washington. Yeah. American Gangster and Hurricane, they're on my top 10 list.
Goodfellas is on there. Godfather's on there. Yeah. In Bruges. There's one for you. In Bruges. Check it out. Colin Farrell. Awesome.
And he was great in the Gentleman, too. Yeah. The new movie is out now.
Yeah. So there you go. That's kind of a top five, top 10, top 15, whatever. Give us another call.
Hey, Chuck. Lifelong steamer from North Carolina. I know you're not on social media, but there's this new trend going around that has a picture of Bill Clinton surrounded by people's top four favorite albums. I know you're a huge music guy, so it got me wondering, what are your top four favorite albums of all time?
Any album by Public Enemy. Public Enemy is my favorite rap group of all time. Anything they did, I love those guys. Anything of Michael Jackson. I love Michael Jackson, even though he hung up on me, but I still love Michael Jackson.
Hold, he hung up on you.
Yeah, he hung up on me.
Well, tell the story.
Oh, so one day I was on a TV show. Remember when he held the baby over the balcony?
Yes.
So I was on a show and they were the public asset was Gloria Allred was going crazy. And I went crazy on her and telling her to shut up. And hey, listen, Michael Jackson, he just got caught up in the moment. He's not going to hurt no baby, blah, 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 blah. I see. I just don't. Y'all make a big deal out every time us celebrities do anything. And that's just unnecessary and uncalled for. So my agent called me. He said, hey, man, Michael Jackson saw you on TV defending him. He wanted to call and say thank you. So I said, can you give my number? I said, hell yeah, he's Michael Jackson. Just give me a time when he's going to call. So he calls, he says, Charles? I said, yes. He says, Michael Jackson. I said, man, I'm your biggest fan. He said, I just called to tell you, I heard what you're saying. That old mean lady Gloria Allred was saying bad about me on television. I want to thank you for defending me. And then I say, man, I just want to tell you, I'm your biggest fan in the world. It would be an honor and a privilege to meet you in person. And I keep going and I say, hello. I realized that after he said what he wanted to say, he hung up. And I was just rambling on about like what a big fan I was. And I was like, yo, man, I wasn't finished speaking. But he...
I love that. what a great story.
And I'm going, I'm like, man, I'm just your biggest fan in the world. It'd be an honor and privilege to meet you, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I didn't get nothing but dial tone, brother.
What's up, Charles Barkley? I'm from Switzerland. And I just want to say hello to you all and ask, what are your top five beverages to drink, Charles Barkley? Thank you.
Wow, Switzerland.
How about the worldwide reach? Yeah. Of the steam room.
Man, Switzerland, that's pretty cool. Well, my five favorite drinks. Number one, I bought a distillery in Alabama called Redmont. We do vodka and gin, so that's my number one drink. Redmont vodka and a little...
Vodka and gin? That's not a drink?
No, I'm saying we make both at my distillery.
Okay.
Redmont with a little cranberry juice or water. They both work for me. Casa Dragones is my favorite tequila. I love tequila. I love it. 1942 Don Julio is in the conversation. Pabst Blue Ribbon is a great beer.
No wines yet, huh?
I'm not a big wine guy, but Opus One. If I drink wine, I drink Opus One, and it's the best wine. I love to drink that.
And you're, just to make sure, you're still only drinking on the weekends.
Friday can't get here fast enough, brother.
I'll take that as a yes.
Hey, Charles. This is Hannah calling from Los Angeles, California. You and Ernie have been such great company during this time. I have been a steamer since the NBA All-Star weekend, and it's been just fun to listen to you guys and have some serious moments and feel like we're all in it together, which has been great. But, Charles, one of the things I admire about you the most is you're unapologetic about your man crushes and all the pretty men in your life. So, if you could, let's hear your top five man crushes right now.
My top five man crushes right now.
I know. I can tell you who one of them is.
Who do you think is going to be, Ernie?
Well, this is episode 27. Who else wears number 27? Mike Trout.
Oh, Mike Trout. I got a man crush on Mike Trout. Yeah. Michael B. Jordan. So that's two Michaels right there. Tom Brady. Denzel Washington. And I'm caught in between on my last one because during this pandemic, I'm in love with Billions. Yeah. So between Damian Lewis, Paul Giamatti, and my man Wags, they're in the top of fifth.
You got a top four and those guys in the tie for fifth. Okay.
I'm on season three of Billions right now. And let me tell you something. My man Wags. I love me some Wags.
Hey, Chuck, what's your top five fast food places?
Ooh. Fast food places? Well, you can't go wrong with In-N-Out Burger. You can't go wrong with Five Guys. You just can't make the mistake of put those fries on your upholstery because that old greasy bag is going to get you every time. I love Taco Bell. I love tacos. Tacos might be my favorite food. There's a place in Alabama called Milo's that's unbelievable.
That's a fast food place?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. And you can never go wrong with Kentucky Fried Chicken.
How about Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A, the only thing I get there is that wrap when I'm trying to eat healthy, which I never try to do.
I got a Chick-fil-A addiction.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Now, those look the chicken Caesar wrap is really good.
Really?
Yeah.
Haven't tried that.
Come on, man. Oh, I left out Popeyes.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with Popeyes. But Kentucky Fried Chicken.
You can't really, when you're talking about your top five fast food places with Chuck, you ain't going to get just the top five.
More insight into Chuck's famously refined palate after a brief word from our sponsor.
Hi, guys. My name is Dustin, and I'm from Arizona. You guys do such a great job tackling all the serious issues, and also you guys have great sense of humor. I just wanted to say that. But also, I know you guys were looking for lyrics for your theme song, so I came up with some lyrics. I'm a terrible singer, but I will try to sing it for you. Chuck and Ernie in the steam room. Come and join us in the steam room. Chuck and Ernie in the steam room. Leave your towel on in the steam room. Thank you, guys.
What?
Leave your towel on in the steam room. I like it.
That he's right about one thing. He's not a great singer.
Chuck and Ernie in the steam room. Come and join us in the steam room. Chuck and Ernie in the steam room. Leave your towel on in the steam room.
That is
That is what? That's tremendous, man. Because I had said, okay, so he's doing this, and then to hear it with that thumping stand up bass. Now that I think he's onto something, man.
Dude, don't quit your day job, brother. Don't quit your day job. It was catchy. That was funny though. Hey man, yeah, we really appreciate all the support we get on the calls. But thanks for being a Law Esteemers, man. We try to, you know, there's so much stuff going on in the world. We try to give people some time where they can drive around and laugh.
I've known Charles for over 20 years. He's basically the same guy now as he was then. The first time we met, we went to dinner and he asked me to pass him the salt. Unscrewed the salt shaker and poured the entire bottle all over his potatoes and his roast beef. And then said, the Surgeon General be rolling over in his grave. So why anybody would call and ask this man for opinions about food is beyond me. But here we go. Roll it.
Yo, Chuck, you seem like a guy that knows a lot about food. So with the big game going on this Sunday, what's your go-to football food?
You can never go wrong with wings. And I got to admit, I'm a wing aficionado.
Really?
Yeah. I can't eat wings from anywhere.
Uh-huh.
Are you like, I'll go to places and try wings. If they're not good, I'm not going back there. The problem with most wings, they're not cooked well enough. They're crispy on the outside and too wet on the inside.
You like the drumettes or the flat ones?
I like the drumettes.
Okay.
But I can do some flappers. But drumettes are my, that's the best part of a wing.
Flappers.
Yeah. Yeah. But wings are a go-to. And I will say this, nachos are a perfect sporting event food. You have to be careful, though, because I'm a chili, cheese, ground beef, maybe some chicken type guy. Got to be careful with the jalapenos.
No jalapenos on your...
You have to be careful because sometimes they're a little too hot for Chucksters.
Yeah. You got to have the wings. Got to have maybe some chili dogs. Maybe...
chili dog with onions.
Yeah, maybe the chips with the white cheese dip.
Yep. But
with some jalapenos.
Chili dogs, man. You can't... I'm a big onion guy.
Yeah.
You give me a hot dog, which I love hot dogs. Give me some really, really hard onions and put some chili on top.
Ooh.
Oh,
spicy mustard?
No, I don't put I don't put anything else on it.
Spicy mustard and relish for me, but no chili. I haven't had
relish since I was forced to eat it as a kid.
Hey Ernie, hey Charles, hey Tim. As us loyal steamers know, the show is sponsored by Tractor Supply Company, and I guess my question is for Ernie and Charles. If you guys had a farm, what kind of fruits or vegetables would you grow? My guess is blackberries for Ernie and jalapeno peppers for Charles. Thank you, guys. Have a nice day.
You would definitely be right with the blackberries, going back to the blackberry moments I talk about in my book. Those sweet, unpredictable moments that kind of make life extraordinary. So, yeah, blackberries is big. In fact, we have some in Cheryl Ann's garden here. She's got some raised beds over here on the side yard, tomatoes and blackberries and peppers and all kind of stuff and peaches. But I would also, if I had my own garden, you'd have to have fried okra in it. Not just okra. It would have to come up as fried okra. That would be awesome. See, I'm a big fried okra guy. I would eat fried okra all day long.
First of all, okra is disgusting. Let's get that out of the way.
Fried okra. Fried okra.
Well, I haven't tried fried okra, but it can't be.
Oh, come on!
No, I'm not eating that. Wait, so do jalapenos grow out of the ground or on a tree?
They're a plant.
They're a plant. Okay.
Yeah.
On my farm, which I've never been on the farm, even though I grew up in Alabama, I'm probably going to do apples or pears. Those are my two favorite fruits. So if I'm gonna be on a farm, first of all, pears are the greatest thing ever. But apples are a close second. That'd be my two.
Tomatoes, Chuckster. You ever just have a tomato sandwich?
No.
Oh, let me tell you something about the joy of the tomato sandwich on toasted or grilled bread. Slice up a homegrown tomato.
maybe a little mayo on the bread, salt and pepper. Tomato sandwich, very underrated. Very underrated.
Wait, with no meat?
No meat. Just a tomato sandwich.
Is a sandwich without meat on it?
Is peanut butter and jelly a sandwich?
That's a good point. That was a nice comeback, Ernie. That's a nice comeback right there. I didn't think your mind could work that fast, but that's a nice comeback.
Kind of surprised myself with that one.
So let me ask you a question, Ernie.
Yeah.
What's the last time you had a P&J? That's right. It's something your parents make you eat when you're a little kid. When your parents force you to eat stuff when you're a little kid, you eat peanut butter and jelly. But we don't ever eat it anymore.
You know, there are a lot of golfers out there who put peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in the bag when they're playing tournaments, you know, and we'll have those.
So you think that's the secret to my game? I need to start eating peanut butter and jelly on like the eighth hole, maybe a couple birdies?
Try something. I wouldn't dismiss it out of hand.
If you could build your perfect ice cream sundae, what would be the flavor? What would be the toppings?
Chuckster, what kind of ice cream are you going with for the foundation?
Well, Ernie, I got to admit, I only eat vanilla ice cream.
That's all you eat?
That's all I eat. I do not like other flavors of ice cream. I've tried strawberry. I've tried chocolate. I only like vanilla ice cream.
How about chocolate chip? Vanilla with just a little.
Yeah, I don't want it. No, I don't want that.
Okay.
So my favorite thing, I'm not a big brownie guy, but I want vanilla ice cream and I want a lemon tasty cake. You know,
that's a sundae?
No, I don't like sundaes.
You're going to put a lemon tasty cake on there?
Yes. I love tasty cakes. And I will admit, they got butterscotch crimpets also that are amazing. I like to heat the pie or the crimpets and put it on top of vanilla ice cream.
Okay. When I'm having a sundae, it's got to be vanilla. Yes. And then it's got to be like hot fudge.
So I will give you this. I like to put caramel sauce on it sometimes.
Yeah, true.
I'm not a big chocolate guy. That's why.
Okay. Well, caramel would be fine too, but I also like the crunched up Heath bar in there. I like a little whipped cream, maybe a cherry on top of that, and some bananas. I like some bananas in there. I like all that stuff. Maybe some dry roasted peanuts on that bad boy.
I never understand the cherry thing. I'm not going to lie.
It's just a garnish. It's just, you know,
I'm just saying,
cherry on top.
I'm not a big cherry guy. I'm not going to lie. Man, it's just like a little ball of sugar to me. I don't feel that.
I pictured you as more than just a vanilla ice cream guy. Wow.
I love vanilla ice cream. Like I say, every now and then I heat up a lemon pie or some butterscotch crumpets.
Crumpets? A butterscotch crumpet.
Crimpets, isn't it? I think it's crimpets.
I still don't know what the hell a crimpet is, but I digress. Before we wrap up, I want to mention how sincerely grateful we are to all the loyal steamers who called and left the message this year. We got calls from all over the world. Special cheers to our mate Stav in Australia. We got calls that made us laugh and a few that even made us cry. It would be impossible to pick out a single favorite message from season one. But if I had to, it might sound something like this.
Charles and company. Hey, I've been listening for 2 decades. I might be the longest listener of the Steam Room. And it's great that the Steam Room, you guys are hemming pants and shirts and things like that. But I'm not calling about the seaming stuff that you're doing. I'm calling to ask about refereeing. Charles, I know that you never, ever fouled anybody. What was the best argument that you've ever made against a referee? Love you guys. Appreciate all that you're doing. Both you and Eddie and Kenny and Shaq and everybody else, wonderful job.
I think that he'd been watching the show for that long, not the Steam Room.
And I think he meant Ernie, not Eddie.
Charles and company.
Company.
Appreciate all that you're doing. Both you and Eddie and Kenny and Shaq and everybody else.
And I think he's a little confused as to what a steam room is, because I think he thinks we're at the dry cleaners as your.
Well, listen, Eddie.
No, or you can call me Ann Company. Hey, Charles and company.
Hey, right. Hey, listen, man. That made my day, Eddie.
Man, that made my day, too. That wraps things up for this special edition of the Steam Room presented by the Tractor Supply Company. One last shout out to all the loyal steamers out there. We appreciate you, and we promise we'll be back soon. For Charles and Eddie or Ernie or Johnson Jenkins, whatever his name is, I'm TK. Let me hear that theme song one more time.
Chuck and Ernie in Steam Room. Come and join us in Steam Room. Chuck and Ernie in Steam Room. Leave your towel on in Steam Room.